The instructions, the command that he's giving them there is imperative that they need to take heed to. Weep not for me, but weep for your children. So the question, this phrase, we have to ask ourselves, what shall we do with it? How can we make this thing parallel to our lives today? How can we make it practical? What kind of application can we draw from such a text? And how we understand the daughters of Jerusalem. When the Lord Jesus Christ, on a day of triumph, coming into Jerusalem, he sent a message. Your king cometh to the daughters of Zion. Your king is coming riding on a colt. And then I asked myself several other questions by way of introduction. What does it mean to weep? What does it mean to weep for yourselves? What does it mean to weep for your children? Shall we take it as only a parent or a guardian of the mother's duty of weeping? Theologians seem to tell me that this idea of Judah and of Jerusalem and Mount Zion sometime in the Old Testament gave reference to the church, gave reference to the church as well. And so we go on. I believe there's something spiritual here that I want to help us with. I think it's more than just a duty of responsibility that's given to the mothers, but I plain think there's a duty given to the church today. As I said, theologians consider the daughters of Judah, Mount Zion, and Jerusalem as a symbol of the church. And if we're thinking with me just a little bit, let your mind float just the top of just a little bit before we come back down, just thinking about the birthing process of bringing a child into the world. And we know that there's great anguish and great pain with bringing children into the world. And certainly when the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, there was great agony and there was a great birthing process, I believe, to bring in the church of the living God. I think this morning there's a picture in the Bible, several cases about weeping. Now, I'm a Bible preacher. I make no bones about that. I want you to take your Bible and turn it to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 2 and verse 18. Let's just see a couple. I see there's some pictures of women weeping. Women weeping, amen. I want to just show you these quickly. A picture. I like pictures in the Bible. I like pictures, things we can see, amen, in the Bible. Here's some things of women weeping. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 18. Of course, you know that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, as a babe, there was a conspiracy to kill him, amen, kill this baby Jesus. And if you remember and reflect upon, you remember the magi, these that came to the king looking for the Lord Jesus Christ by way of the star, and how that they deceived Herod, and how that they went and saw the baby Jesus. And once Herod had found out about this, he launched to kill babies less than, I think, 2 years old. And in verse 18, we can hear a weeping. And it's another Old Testament truth about our Bible. We hear about this massacre. And in chapter 2, in verse 18, the Bible says, "And in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentations and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they were not." Can you imagine? We often forget about that. Thank God for a Savior, but there's a cost, amen, in Christendom that must be paid. And that night, Herod, seeking to hope to get rid of this king of the Jews, amen, and he could not find him. So what did he do? He launched to killing the babies. I shared a story years ago, and I'll share with you now. Amen. I thank God me and Sidney Wilson are about the same age, amen. And I was sharing one day in church how, and God just seemed to speak to my heart, how this thing about abortion, and not abortion, but birth control came along back in the 1960s and the 1957, amen. I was saying how that I just made it through the fire, amen. Thank God my mama didn't take birth control pills, that she was able to have me as a son, amen. I thank God for that. Man, I'll tell you what, I got happy that day. I got excited that day. You know, I could have been wiped out too, amen, like so many more. That's not my message this morning. I've been wiped out. Haven't had a chance, amen, in life. But here we find a picture of what weeping was like, amen. weeping and bewailing. And then we found also, give us a picture again of our text in chapter, verse 27 in our text. You find the ladies, the women following him, the company following him. And now we can hear the bewailing and the weeping. What is a weep, amen? They were moved. They was moved for back to my text for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. They weep. So we have a picture with these mothers who could not be comforted because their babies were killed and got rid of. Not only did we find a picture of mothers weeping, but you know, we found a picture of our Savior also weeping. He wept at the tomb of Lazarus. The Bible says Jesus wept, and as we get the same Greek word there, but something else that's more paramount. Back in Luke chapter 23, look at chapter 19 with me. Let me show you another thing about our Savior, and I'll go on. I want you to see pictures, amen, of weeping. In Luke chapter 19, the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse 41 to 44, we see him looking at the city of Jerusalem, coming down to it in chapter 19. And verse 41, the Bible says here about our Lord coming. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. There it is. He wept over it, saying, if thou hast known, even thou, as least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in on every side, and shall slay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of the visitation. It's a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We understand that this day actually came to Jerusalem when they levered the city there again. Not talking about the Babylonian time, but they levered it, amen. Jesus wept over this place. So friend, what can we gather this morning? What can I say, dear friend, about the weeping? Weeping to me, I believe there's an outward bodily expression of a broken heart. Weeping has that idea of a yearning on the inside, amen, but showing up on the outside. Jesus, those ladies follow, those women, those people follow behind the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it was apparent. I believe they could see it, amen. Something was broken on the inside of them, but they lamented and they wept for them. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in all of his sorrow, turned around and said, weep not for me. Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves, amen. And weep for your children. And I say this morning, I believe it's not just the mom, amen, that need to weep, but I believe it's also something for the church, amen. Need to be weeping, amen. Should not the sorrow of our hearts on the inside weep from the outside, amen, over the brokenness of our day? I got 5 points I want to leave with you real quickly this morning. First point is this: shall we not weep because of the broken?